This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. And if you're not angry, class, at what has happened by our government and the Chinese, you're retarded. Kyle, you had a couple more comments.
Yeah, you know, I just heard on the news how that consumer confidence is down and how that one guy that threw an egg at Macron is now being, checked for psychological discernment. Can you imagine where that's headed in this country when it gets here, Vince?
Well,
if you don't agree with the potato head in chief, there's something wrong with your discernment.
Well, here's when I heard the term psychological, evaluation treatment. I'm not sure exactly what the word was because I was leaving the studio during that, but I heard part of it. That could be a chemical treatment. This guy really is sick because he threw an egg. I think the only problem with this guy is he missed. You know, he didn't hit him right between the eyes. You know, so he had an aiming problem. I don't think he had a problem with the guy he threw the egg at. But the point is, my thinking went exactly to, so what is this evaluation that he's going to go through? They're going to say, well, you know, mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. We're looking at 10 years in jail because you threatened the life of this political figure. It's so bad what you did. So we're going to give you an option. 10 years in the clink. We'll give you 3 meals a day. Maybe some heat in the winter, maybe. Or you can have an injection of some supplements that we think are going to help you that might castrate his mental faculties. Okay? He may turn into a vegetable, unable to think.
Yep,
I think that's where we're going with this.
Yep, I agree with that too. The other thing that I want to get people, I really want to get a mindset, and I've said this before on your program, folks, but or on your program, Vince, but folks, you better prepare for war, and you better change your preparedness thought process as if you were thinking the best you can. I realize this country has not been at war, and most people have not been in a battle or in war at all, but to the best of your ability, you better prepare for war the best you can figure out how to do it. I was really encouraged, Vince. There was a friend of mine who I've been talking to for a long time, probably close to 5 years about this stuff, and he really hadn't done much of nothing. Finally, he's starting to wake up. He went and he got some big bonus deal from his work. And he went and bought about $600 worth of canned goods and foodstuffs and salt and spices and went and filled up his propane tank and bought two more. I mean, he couldn't afford, he doesn't have the money to buy more propane tanks, but he bought two more fill-ups for through the winter to be able to get that. But anyway, he filled it up. It's like he's starting to wake up a little bit. One guy out of all of them that I have talked to, and there's probably been 15 over the last 5 years at least where I've talked in depth to them, one of them has started to wake up. And I'm really grateful for that, at least one guy. But anyway, folks, go ahead, Ben.
You mentioned the over the class we've been talking about what Dr. Shealy said, what we've been saying, what Spartacus said. Dr. Shealy sent me an article, and we were going to talk about it yesterday, but we didn't. We didn't have time because I thought Spartacus was so important. But here's what the article says. Quote, more than 100 years ago, Rudolf Steiner wrote the following. In the future, we will eliminate the soul with medicine. Under the pretext of a healthy point of view, there will be a vaccine by which the human body will be treated as soon as possible directly at birth, so the human being cannot develop the thought of the existence of soul and spirit. To materialistic doctors, to materialistic doctors will be entrusted the task of removing the soul from humanity. As today people are vaccinated against the virus or disease, so in the future children will be vaccinated with a substance that can be produced precisely in such a way that people, thanks to this vaccination, will be immune to being subjected to the madness of spiritual life. He will be extremely smart, but he will not develop a conscience. That is the true goal of some materialistic circles, end quote. What this is saying is a vaccine. 100 years ago this was said, more than 100 years ago, Rudolf Steiner said there will be a vaccine, and it will prevent you from thinking, and it will prevent you from having a conscience. But you'll appear to be smart. 100 years ago.
And what they're doing, Vince, is they're changing the definition of smart. You know, that's the incredible thing to me. Like you were talking about, these people that can support Biden are morons. I agree completely. They're insane. They're retarded. But their ability, I have talked with a couple of these people in the last year. I mean, trying to really seriously see where their thought process was. And you know what? The best that they could reason out, the best, after I pointed out failure after failure after failure after failure, the best that they could come up with was, well, we'll just have to see how it plays out. Oh, it's like your ability to reason. I mean, like you've been talking about, people need to watch The Walking Dead. You really do, because that's exactly what we're fixing to face. Except these people are not going to be gruesome, half-dead people. They're going to be walking around, going from place to place and acting like they know what's going on, but they're dead inside. They haven't got. When you lose your ability to reason, you've lost your ability to be compassionate or human. It really is. It's a manipulation of the human thought process. Oh, I can't even hardly stand it myself, Ben.
Yeah, well, in the United Kingdom, you know, Little Britain, used to call it Great Britain, now it's Little Britain, they have a serious problem. About one-third to half of the gasoline grades, the type of gasoline and diesel that people buy for their vehicles, is gone. The stations that used to provide it and sell it don't have it. The government of Little Britain is ramping up to get the army to drive trucks. Why has this happened? Well, it's a cascade of events. One of them is, you know, countries are saying, you're going to get the jab or you're not going to be able to work. Okay, so truck drivers are saying, okay, I'm not going to work. Other teachers are saying the same thing. Medical workers are saying the same thing. So people are leaving their jobs. Well, those are the people who used to make the stuff and do the things that we wanted done. Well, gasoline transportation is one of them. Food transportation is another one. So there's a shortage of food. And there's a shortage of gasoline, and there's a shortage of diesel, and it's like the gas lines are like the gas lines that we experienced in 1973 and 1974 in the United States of America when the Arabs shut down 5% of the fuel to the United States. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. Look up Arab oil embargo, and you will see the devastation that was caused by 5% reduction of fuel. I was there. Mrs. Finelli would get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning getting gas line, so when the gas station opened up at 8 or 9 o'clock, she wouldn't be any more than 40 or 50 cars. There wouldn't be more than 40 or 50 cars ahead of her. No kidding. For $3 worth of gasoline. I'm not kidding. So that's the kind of thing that's happening in the United Kingdom, except they're really running out of gas. And people are worried about how they're going to get to their jobs where they punch keys and push mouse buttons. So food is running out, gas is running out. And do we think that, and prices are going up, and propane, natural gas, skyrocketing. That means fertilizer prices, because fertilizer is built, made with natural gas. Well, so fertilizer's up, food's short, paper towels, just try to buy them, try to get some toilet paper. Shortage of toilet paper and rationing in the United States already? You think this is not coming here? And do you think that you've heard the news, the bottom of the hour, I'm sorry, top of the hour, about these synthetic foods, these artificial foods, these companies who are making burgers, and people going, oh boy, they taste great. They're almost like real hamburgers. Really. So you'll eat a synthetic thing that tastes almost as good as a real hamburger? Only a moron would do that. Well, that's what's coming. And GMO manipulation of food? If you don't have a farm, you need to get one like yesterday. And if you wait too long, you're not going to get one. And you're never going to be able to learn all the things that you need to do, like Kyle and Sharon and Kathy and the rest of the instructors at USA Prepares need to do. And Rich Sheban, he's off doing them. He's not on the air because he's busy doing them. He'll be back. As soon as he's done hunting and fishing and canning and jarring and dehydrating and all the things that he does to survive the winter. He's willing to be on the air, but he's not willing to be on the air and die to be on the air. And I don't blame him. And I'm not going to die either for the radio show. Well, excuse me, radio class. I'm not going to do it. If I get to the point where it's family or radio, it's family. No kidding. I'll be gone. And you'll all be gone on your own. Same thing with Kyle, right, Kyle? Family or radio? Hard choice, right?
Right, exactly. You know, and there is a term that nurses have, and it's called compassion fatigue. When they've dealt with people that have done the same stupid thing over and over and over and over again, and they keep coming back to the emergency room or to the hospital, and then they're being treated for the same thing so many times, the nurses get tired of it. And I'm at that point with people. I mean, literally, I won't even go into that, but it's just that compassion fatigue. When you cannot, at this point, it's like people, you have no chance. I'll be honest with you. If you buy a farm yesterday, like Vince just said, and you don't know anything right now, your chances went up about maybe 5% of surviving. Maybe 5%. Because the things that we have learned and had to learn how to do and do the hard way and learned the hard way takes years to figure out.
Yeah, about 70. About 70 years.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell.
Yeah. Yep.
That's how long it took me.
Still learning.
Still learning. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I am not going to let this lying, cheating, prostituting bunch of criminals that are posing as a government take my family farm down. I'm not going to let them do it. So to prevent that, I've been buying things that I frankly didn't want to spend the money on, but I have. And I'm just going to tell you what some of them are, because Kyle mentioned this, you know, getting ready and getting what you need. So I can't feed my cows without hay. And I can't store the hay without baling the hay. And I can't bale the hay without bale or twine. So, how much, in the last week, I've been finishing up hay. And so, this hay season, I have used roughly four times 20,000 feet, four bales of twine, or four rolls of twine. These are big. I mean, these are big bales of twine. And they're 20,000 feet long. I used four of them for the second cutting of hay. And I used four of them for the first cutting of hay. So I used eight. Eight times 20,000. That's how many feet I've used. I just bought twine yesterday. I bought 40 bales of twine. Each bale is 20,000 feet. That's 800,000 feet of baler twine. Now you tell me a single person in the United States, you tell me one farmer, one person that you know that has 800,000 feet of string. Just tell me one. other than me, right? Let's convert that to miles. It's 152 miles long of string. You tell me one person that has 152 miles of string. Plus the 200,000 other feet that I already had here. All I'm saying is I'm not going to let these stumble bums, led by a stumble bum, put me out of business and take my family to its knees. I'm not going to let it happen. I'm the head of the household. I'm a man. And I'm acting like a man. I'm not acting like one of these modern day, what would you call them, light loafered faggots. Do you think Anderson Cooper could help you out? Let's say you had a flat tire and you see Anderson Cooper walk by with his homo boyfriend husband. Do you think that either he or his husband could help? I can't even say husband. He or his boyfriend could help you change your tire? You think Anderson Cooper knows how to do that? Do you think any of these celebrities know how to do anything? Really, do you? I mean, how about Will Smith? You know, I thought Will Smith, the actor, I thought he was just idiotic in every respect. I overrated him. He says, quote, marriage for us can't be a prison, end quote. So he has an open marriage. So he and his wife are doing whatever they want with whomever they want, and they think this is normal. These are the people who the generally dumb public look up to. Boy, Will Smith, isn't he great? He has no morality. He's running with whoever he wants, and so will his wife. Why are they married? He sounds like material for, to hang out with the Clintons and Bill Gates and Prince Andrew and when he was alive, Jeffrey Epstein. Do whatever you want. Okay.
You know, Vince, I got a comment on that right there, too. You know, people, it's interesting, folks. You think about how these manipulators of society are using words. Think about how you're being manipulated with words. Like, I'll finish this on the other side of the break, but you think about the word, like he used a prison. Just think about that.
Yeah. I think being married's delightful. I really do.
Absolutely.
All right. Kyle and I will be right back, and maybe we'll get to some tips. There are a couple that I think you need to know.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the search continues for Gabby Petito's boyfriend and person of interest in her murder, Brian Laundrie is being searched for by the FBI in a nature preserve near the Laundrie family home. Now, Dwayne Chapman, a.k.a. Dog the Bounty Hunter, tells Fox News Fort DeSoto, a Florida campsite near the mouth of the Gulf into Tampa Bay, could be the key to finding the fugitive boyfriend.
They registered to stay at this park.
They were registered, went through the gate, they're on camera.
Allegedly, what we're hearing is two people left on the 8th. Three people came in on the 6th, and two people left on the 8th. I think he's been here for sure.
Mr. Chapman describes the area as having many islands that are reachable by canoe. The United States is facing a potential federal government shutdown Thursday after the Senate failed to pass an emergency spending bill on Monday. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
President Biden is frustrated with American journalists asking him questions. Jen Psaki at the White House lectern on Monday.
I think what he said is that they're not always on point. Now, I know that isn't something that anyone wants to hear but what I think he was conveying is, you know, today he might want to talk about COVID vaccines, and some of the questions are not always about the topic he's talking about in that day.
Journalist with The Hill, Joe Concha on Fox News, says Biden's handlers are trying to script the presidency.
I'm old enough to remember Jen Psaki on day one saying that she and the administration, the president, would always be transparent with the American people. On the economy, he's got a big inflation problem. On rising crime, he's got a big police morale and police retirement and resigning problem. Police reform also just failed recently. On immigration, he's got a big open border problem. The numbers are on pace to eclipse now 2.3 million people entering the country illegally. That matches the population of the fourth largest city in the U.S., Houston. And what does the president and vice president do? They attack Border Patrol agents and a story smearing them as whip-wielding racists on Afghanistan. An utter debacle, and somehow not one person in the administration gets fired over that. So Jen Psaki wants the press to obey. It's why she provides the president with a list of handpicked reporters that he follows to the T when he does a press conference. It's why we often, when he makes public statements, he turns his back on reporters on the way out. Simply put, you can't script a presidency, but they're trying to do so anyway.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fox 8.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. I just walked into the kitchen and Mrs. Fennelli said, geez, you look kind of upset. I said, yeah, I kind of am. And there's so many reasons. Nothing's going right. Nothing's going right. There's so many stupid people, and we're outnumbered by stupid people, the generally dumb public. Kyle, any comments before we get into some tips?
Well, yeah, I do. I've got a couple. You know, I want to touch on this marriage thing real quick. You know, folks, when you've been married as long as Vince and I have, you're going to run into arguments. You're going to run into difficulties. You're going to learn how you're going to have disagreements. You're going to have conflict. But the reality of maturity I'm going to say that a different way. The reality of maturity is learning to work through them. Just like, and what Will Smith has come out now and basically said, oh, well, if my wife doesn't want to sleep with me tonight or something, she's tired or sick or something like that, I can just go out with somebody else. I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to overcome anything. He's pathetic. He makes me want to puke. I can't stand these people. And I've got to the point where I won't even tolerate them anymore. I can't stand them. Those type of people, and I can't believe people look up to them. They make them look like some kind of a hero in the movies. But in real life, they're just maggots. The whole entire group of them. They've sold this country. You know, James Garner, who used to, he was an actor a long time ago, and he played a private investigator one time. He said, of the actors in TV and different things, he said, you know, we ought to be considered second-class citizens because we portray something that doesn't exist. And he's absolutely right. Your comment, Vince.
James Garner was a fabulous actor, and he played Maverick. And
yeah,
Maverick was a guy who, Maverick in the, I think in the 50s, was a guy who would, you know, in the Western, an expansion of the West, the stealing of the land from the Indians, that West, he would help the little guy. He was always an advocate for the little guy. And, yeah, he was a gambler, but he was actually always doing the right thing, although his occupation was gambling. And then he played the same kind of a part in the 70s called the Rockford Files, where he was a private investigator. That's what you're talking
about. Yeah.
And he did the same thing. He was always helping the little guy. And he was a great actor. And I really thought fairly highly of him. And he's one actor I thought fairly highly of. Another actor was Vic Morrow of Combat. I thought pretty highly of him. And both of those guys knew what a cesspool Hollywood is. They knew it, both of them. And if you read or see any of the interviews with James Garner, his name was James Bumgarner. He changed it to James Garner. He was interviewed about a possible new film. And he, between the lines, you can read that he didn't trust the cartel that runs Hollywood. And there's a certain group of people, I'm not going to mention who they are, but they run Hollywood. They run Hollywood. They made it. And they have these award ceremonies, you know, once a year where they pat themselves on the back with these awards. So it's a self-perpetuating, self-grandizing, self-admiration society of a bunch of ugly people who hire good-looking people to portray whatever they want them to portray. But a lot of the people, like Harvey Weinstein, is pretty ugly. I mean, physically. And my mother would be really, she'd say, Vince, you shouldn't say things like that. He can't help what he looks like. Yeah, but he's ugly. That doesn't change the fact that he's ugly, and that doesn't change the fact that he's a womanizer, and that doesn't change the fact that he took advantage of young aspiring actresses, just like Bill Cosby, who would drug women and rape them. And people would say, well, he's America's dad. Really? He's America's rapist. Bill Cosby, Epstein, Gates, Clinton, Prince Andrew. They're all of the same ilk in my book. Okay, so I wanted to mention something, a term that you all need to know about. It's called adverse possession, A-D-V-E-R-S-E, possession. And adverse possession is a doctrine under which a person in possession of land that's owned by someone else may acquire valid title to it. So it's a squatter's position where a squatter can squat on land, use land, and then steal it by claiming that, well, you know, I've been using it, and Joe Doakes, the owner, never said nothing, So I got it, and I've been using it as if it's mine, and now I'm claiming it as mine. And under law, if they've been doing it for the right amount of time, like 10 or 20 years, depending on which state you're in, they can claim it. Now think about that. Think about if you have land and somebody puts their fence across your land and you go, well, it's, you know, it's a big piece of land, or maybe it's 50 acres, or maybe it's 20 acres. Well, I don't know where, you know, I haven't had it surveyed, so, but I don't know. I just let them do it. They put their fence on your land. They've claimed your land, and after 10 or 20 years, depending on which state you're in, they can literally claim title to it because they did it and you didn't do anything about it. Adverse possession. So look it up. If you think that's that neighbor did that to my grandmother's and grandfather's property. They put their fence on my grandparents' property. My grandparents said, no, they moved the stakes. That's not where the stakes were. They moved them. They moved the surveyor's stakes. And they put the fence on our side of the property, and they claimed it was theirs because they moved the surveyor's stakes to steal our land. My grandparents had land surveyed at their own expense and then made them move the fence. Now, there's a couple ways you can do it, I think. One way is you can say, I just sent them a registered letter saying, just want to let you know, here's a copy of the survey. You put a fence on my property. So here's the option. You got 30 days to do this. Either move the fence to your side of the property line, or that fence is mine. Thank you very much for putting a fence on my property. And you don't compensate them. Okay? Those are two options I think might work. But you can't let it go. I mean, you got to, if your neighbor does that, your neighbor is a thief. Your neighbor's trying to steal your property. And so are you supposed to be nice and say, well, you know, I don't want to cause a problem. You didn't cause a problem. Your neighbor caused the problem. And if you don't react and say, yo, bud, you done stole my property, or you're using my property, or maybe you're confused about where the property line is. No, that fence is on my property. So either move it or it's mine. Pick one. Kyle, any comments?
Well, yeah, that's why God created front end loaders on tractors, you know. The other option there is say, you know, I'm fixing to tear this thing out. One way or the other, it's going, you know.
Right, right.
Years ago, Vince, we had a neighbor who had a dog, and this dog would come over to our property and literally jump into our garbage and spread it over probably 600 square feet. Our whole front yard would be full of it, and I tried putting it in containers and locking the lid down, and this thing was so smart, he would tear out. He would knock the can over, bust the lid off somehow. I don't even know how he could do that. He was a bigger dog. But anyway, and he would literally tear the garbage and throw it everywhere. And he just wouldn't. It's like he was having too much fun, you know. And I went over there and I asked him, I said, keep your dog on a leash, please. You know, keep him on your side of the road. It was because he was, you know, 150 yards from us as the crow flies. And I told him and I begged him and I said, finally, it was a couple of twin brothers that had this thing, and I went over there one day, and these were really big dudes, and I told them, I said, if this dog comes over here again, I'm going to kill him. You've got a choice. Either you corral the dog, because I'm tired of doing it, because I'd done it about 10 times, and my patience had run out, and the very next day, they did nothing. The dog came over, and the dog became bear bait. Because the reality was, I'm not going to put up with it. It's on my property. And if you're not going to take care of it yourself, I'll take care of it. I'm not afraid of nobody. And it's just, you know, those guys moved out in 2 days. They were renting from another guy over there. They were gone, completely moved out. No more problem. But
okay,
you got to move on that kind of stuff.
So we were in this commotion in the yard, and you know, we have chickens that run free range. We have our property is a mile long, if you will. Road frontage is a mile, literally. I'm not exaggerating. And it's in some places it's a half a mile deep. Other places at the narrowest, it's a quarter of a mile deep. So we let our chickens run around on our property. I mean, I think we have enough land that we can let our chickens free range. Our cattle are fenced in, but you know, chickens kind of hang out right around the house. Well, the neighbor's dog from a mile away came over and was in our front yard and killed one of our chickens. I was livid. So I called the neighbor and I said, you know, your dog's over here. It just killed one of our chickens. And she said, oh, you're not going to kill my dog, are you? I said, why don't you take him home, then I won't have to do that. Why don't you keep him over at your place, then I won't have to do that. Now, in reality, class, you know, you're not supposed to shoot dogs. It's illegal to shoot dogs. But it's not illegal to protect your farm animals. And if your farm animals are being attacked by a predator, you have a right to protect your farm animals, which includes killing the predator, whether it be a coyote or a mountain lion or whatever it might be, including the neighbor's dog. So, you know, they say that fences make good neighbors. I think that's true. Kyle, there's another thing that I wanted to mention, and this is kind of a silly thing, but I bought a lot of tractors. Only one tractor I ever bought was a new one. Everything else was, you know, somebody else's, previously owned, used. And I've noticed that farmers do something that I think is really silly. They have these tractors with these mufflers or exhaust pipes, and the exhaust pipes are about face high. So you're sitting in a seat, and the exhaust out of the tractor at face height. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. So when I get one of these used tractors, the first thing I do is I measure how high the roll bar is, or the sunshade, or the cab, and I get a piece of pipe that fits over the exhaust, and I bring it up so it's higher than the roll bar.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, just a quick calculation. So we bale hay per year, you know, during the warm months we bale hay, cut and ted and rake and bale hay. It's about 30 miles, just 30.3 miles of baling twine. And it's the least expensive way of wrapping a bale. Other people use net wrap. Now, it costs us between 10 and 20 cents per bale for the twine. Net wrap costs about a couple dollars per bale. And then what they do is they wrap it with this net material, a lot of plastic in it. And then there's no recycling for either the twine or the net wrap. Other people use plastic wrap, and this is a thicker plastic wrap. And it creates a mountain of plastic garbage, and there is no way to recycle it. There could be. You know, if the government got together and said, hey, listen, we can't. So what do farmers do? They just burn it. So it pollutes the air because there's so much of it that they have, they don't know what to do. We try to recycle as much of the string as we can, but we can't recycle 30 miles a year. We can't. So we reuse it and we give it to our neighbors and, you know, they use it and, you know, it's got a little bit of hay on it and stuff like that, but it's been rained on and it's been outside, but it's still reusable. But what I'm saying is there's so many things that the government could do to fix the problems, but they ignore them. They absolutely ignore them. They just take the bribes. Kyle, did you have any comments about the exhaust pipe? Have you seen farmers with these short exhaust pipes blowing smoke and soot and exhaust in their faces? Have you seen that, or is that just a Missouri phenomenon?
You know what's interesting, Vince? It's funny that you mentioned that, because way back when I was in junior high school, I was working on a farm, and we had three or four old John Deere tractors, and that's one of the things that my foreman, who was kind of running the rant, the big dairy area that we were running, that's one of the things he would always do, is he would go in there, no matter what, if they ever bought a tractor, he would go in there, and we didn't have roll bars at the time. Most of the time, our old tractors didn't have anything. You just had a seat to sit on and no cage, no air conditioning, no nothing. But he would always take and stick about a foot and a half of pipe on top of those and clamp it on there. That was on so many of our tractors. It was funny. Every one I ever drove, he would just go in there, and I thought, you know, that's a great idea. But that was just a kid, you know. Mm-hmm. Not we're the only ones drive it. Yeah.
We're the only ones that do that around here. And there's another thing that we do, or I do. And when I cut these exhaust systems and I put the pipe higher so the smoke doesn't end up in our faces, Mrs. Finale's and our boys and in my face, I leave the pipe straight. So it goes straight up. Now, there's a problem if the tractor has to stay outside for a day or two and it rains. So rain will go down there and rain will go into the exhaust manifold and it can get into the combustion chamber and water doesn't compress. I don't care what anybody says, it doesn't compress. So if you try to start an engine that has water down the exhaust pipe, you will bend the piston rods or break the pistons. It'll destroy the engine. So what I do, so some people have these little flapper covers and the pressure of the exhaust pushes this cap. It's on a hinge, and it pushes this cap up, but it never goes up completely vertical. So what happens is some of the exhaust gas gets sprayed downward. I don't use them. I mean, our tractors have come with them, and I would take them all off. And so I have a straight exhaust pipe that goes straight up. When I modify them, they go straight up. And that means that to protect the exhaust system or the engine from getting water in it when it rains, I have to put something over it. So I take like a can. Like, I don't know, a vegetable, a metal vegetable can. And I just put it right over the exhaust. Now, is it a pain? Absolutely, it's a pain in the neck. But that's what I do because I don't want that flapper valve. Now, a flapper valve is great if you're lazy, but you still are going to breathe more exhaust than you should. So I don't do that. Kyle, any comments?
Well, yeah, Vince, I was curious about why you don't put a band in them because that's the one thing the foreman, when I was a kid on those tractors, he would put a little, about 45 or 90 degree bend somewhere in that area on those pipes and, turn them up, so it kind of blew to the right of the cab and up. But I was just curious why you don't do that. Just restriction?
No, I do, and that can keep the rain out, so you don't have to worry about putting a can on it. But what happens is sometimes the wind blows the other way, and it'll blow the exhaust in your face. But if you go straight up, the exhaust has such great pressure, it goes up and high, like 20 feet up. So you're out of the exhaust, all the time. So the price I pay is I get off the tractor, climb across the hood, put the can on it, and then I do the reverse when I get on the tractor. But there's one other thing I wanted to mention, Kyle, and that is, so yesterday I had a heavy load, a small trailer, just single axle trailer, and the tires hold about 100 pounds of pressure. I mean, they're really heavy-duty tires. And I had a light load. And I had to reduce the air to 40 pounds. So if I have a real heavy load, 90 pounds of pressure, because the tires can handle 100. And you got to know what the tire pressure maximum is for the tires, and it says right on the sidewalls the tires. So they held 100. I put 90 in them for a heavy load, but that was too much air for a light load. So I reduced the pressure to 40 pounds yesterday. So what I'm saying is it's a real simple thing to do, but you have to do it. That means you have to have a tire pressure gauge. Kyle, any quick comments in the last 20 seconds?
Nope. This prepare for war, folks. You better think about it. I bought next year's summer tires already. You better think about it.
There you go. There you go. It's too late, class.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.